I want to speak about a phrase in Chazal that appears in Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, which I think really defines so much what we all strive for, the essence of being integrated in our Avodas Hashem. And although there are many, many madrigos here, some of them are very, very lofty, well beyond what we can aspire to necessarily, but there's always levels that we can relate to, I think, within the same framework. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the second parak, Rabbi Yossi, I think, is the one who said this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and the Mishnah ends with the word, V'kol ma'asecha yu l'shum shamayim, l'shem shamayim. This idea is very profound, and it's elaborated on by many of the Rishonim, and we don't have time to go through everything there is to say on it, but just some Rashi Prakim. The Rambam quotes this a number of times in his writings, and it's clear how the Rambam took this as a very important touch point in Yadus. The Rambam mentions this in Shmona Prakim, which is his Agdama to Pirkei Avos. He has what's called Shmona Prakim, so in the fifth parak, and this is the translation, the old translation, but Ibn Tibon, but the new one is Rav Kapach, but I'm reading from what's in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. So before Pirkei Avos, you have the Shmona Prakim appearing in the edition of the Gemara. The Rambam, toward the end of Perek Hay, he sums it all up, and then he says this is what Chazal is saying in these words. When a person takes everything they do and makes the tachlis being Yedias Hashem Yisbarach, and the lo yaseh masa katan o gadol, he won't do anything small or large, b'lo yedaber davar, won't say a word, ela shapoah hu o davar hu, maybe, in other words, it's directly connected or indirectly connected to what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Yachshov Yistakel B'chol Pol Tenua, everything that person does, every gesture, the Yire, Im Yavi El HaTachos Ahu Olo Yavi, will it accomplish that purpose, will make me more in sync with that agenda or not? V'oz Yaseyu, and based on that Cheshbin, a person will act accordingly. This is what's meant by the Mitzvah Avos Hashem. That everything should tie into that one tachlis of Avos Hashem. In Mishlei, he's referring to a pasuk. This is the Gemara at the end of Mesach de Brachis. The Gemara says that it was Bar Kapara who made this comment. And he said, Darash Bar Kapara, Ezel Parsha Ktana, she kol gufe Torah tuliyim ba, that kol gufe Torah, everything in Torah, all the essentials of Torah are tied into this. B'chod rachecha da'ehu, that pasuk in Mishrei, hu yasha or chosecha. The Rambam quotes that. And then he adds, and maybe we'll come back to this, Amar Rava filu dvar avera, which means what? So the Rambam takes it, but Salome shetasin lepoa hu tachlis v'hu ha'emes, v'afo pi sheyesh bo aver mitzad acher. Whatever that means, even if there may be something on the other side that's not so perfect, but the tachlis is perfect, that's l'shem shamayim, u'kfar kolu chazal ze ha'inyin, kulo, b'ksara, b'milos muatos. Chazal captured this succinctly, that if you see how succinct it is, you realize how they contain so much in so few words, and that is what they said. Bitzava'os, meaning that was what in Pirkei Avos is considered to be the things that the Tanoim were recommending as ki'ilu. Well, that's their tzava, that's their legacy. This is what they said you should work on, and this is what they said. That's the Rambam of the Shmona Prakim. In Hilchos Deos, in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam also elaborates on this idea. This is in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos, in Sefer Mada. A person shouldn't think that since Taiva and Kavod are bad, therefore I should be totally parush from everything to the nth degree. I never should eat, I never should have meat, never have wine, I shouldn't get married, I shouldn't have a nice house, I shouldn't have nice clothing, I should be literally living like a pauper, even if I have means to have a little more. Someone who does that is a chote. And he mentions the chazal about Nazir being a chote because tiras min hayayin. And therefore, a person recognizes, Torah allows a person to have what they can have, and Torah doesn't go overboard and make new isurim. It's enough that Torah gives us the parameters that it gives us. And then the Ram continues off of that in Halacha Beis. He says, Sarach ha'adam shi'chavein kol ma'asav kulam de'leidas Hashem Baruch Hu bilvad. Everything that you do should be aligned and directed toward Yedias Hashem, the year. Shifto v'kumo v'diburo hakol umazeh adavar. When you're sitting, when you're standing, when you're speaking, all connects to that. Ketzad. K'sheyisa v'yitein o'yasa melacha l'toschar. So you're earning money. It shouldn't be just about amassing money for the sake of amassing money. Rather, so you have the necessities that you need to live. Person has the means to be able to have a house that will give them a sense of yishuv hadas. That's appropriate kavana. The basic needs of a person, physiological needs that a person has, a person shouldn't just look at it purely for the sake of taking for their hana, but a person recognizes this has a certain higher agenda, higher purpose, and therefore when you eat, the Ram goes on to say, you eat what is healthy and not what necessarily is sweet, you know, because that's just for the palate. But what you really want is to be able to have the nutrients, and it goes on with that. And therefore, the Rambam continues in the end of the Perek, and he sums it up again with what Chazal say. He says, even when you sleep, you can sleep for different reasons. But you should sleep for the proper reason. That is, kidei shelo yechelev lo yuchel labis Hashem. That if you end up not getting enough sleep, it's going to affect your health, and you won't be able to serve Hashem properly. So therefore, the shein that becomes avodas hamakom. Va'inyan zed tzivu chachamim v'amru. This is Tzivu Chacham, the same idea. Tzivu Chachamim. Kol Masecha Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. Hu She'amar Shlomo B'Chachmaso. He calls him Shlomo B'Chachmaso. B'Chol Dvarchecha Ve'ehu. Hu Yasher Archosecha. In a similar vein, Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, also Kedarko is in Farish, very much be equal to the Rambam. A few lines from Rabbeinu Yonah here. In other words, we say like this, what is L'shem Shemayim be'etzem doesn't need to be spelled out, even though they say the Kutzker used to use a witty aphorism. He says, even the L'shem Shemayim should be L'shem Shemayim. Okay, usually you assume that's a given, but sometimes we don't. So L'shem Shemayim is sometimes not exactly L'shem Shemayim, but that's the pashtus. And now, Kol Masecha. And he goes on, each thing by itself. Achila, shtiya, ketzad. Obviously, that's clearly beyond the pale. But afki achav v'shasad varm hamutarim, while yaroi v'tzame, if it's just purely hanas gufo ain't a mishubach. Elam ken is having a hashim tzarchi gufo v'shiyochal dechiyusa. This is the notion of what we call precious. The idea, and Mrs. Hisham elaborates in discussing precious, the idea that it's really to see that what you're doing has the lishma in it, the sense of l'shem shemayim in it. Gavar is boro. And he goes on with gam achil hagasa osero gedola. He says most sicknesses can come from eating too much, which is even documented today. The next paragraph. Of course, beginning of Tehillim. If it's just lahashlim chefso for another agenda, gufa v'tavaso ain't a mishubach. Elmkin also l'shem shemayim. Shchiva ketzad. Ensarach lomar that if you're able to learn during that time and osik b'torah mitzvahs and you decide to go to sleep because you want to tune out, even if you have the energy to go and to plug away in learning, of course ein roi lasis kein. But ifu bizman sheyaga betzarach lishan bimanuach migiyaso. You're burnt out from the day. You're tired. You do it lanuas gufo ein za mishubach. It's not an avera. Ein za mishubach. Elam ken iskaving lahashim tzarachi gufo kidei sheyuchal lavres boro. So you make that the machshava, and then it becomes kiyu like a mitzvah as well. Klalo shodavar, he sums it up. Chayv adam lasan ena velibo a kol dracha velishkol es kol masa v'mozni seichel. And when you see something bringing with the avodas boro, then you embrace it. Imlav yivrosh mimenu. This idea of Koma Sevshim Shemayim has another aspect to it as well, which we'll just say Bekitzer, and that is that every Midah has its time and place. We use the word Midah, and it's not a coincidence, because Midah means a measure. So we speak about Midos Tobos, Midos Ros, but it's not really true in an absolute sense. So Midah Ra means that many times, and for the most part, and often, frequently, it can be a very bad thing. But on the other hand, every Midah has its place and its time. And I'll give you an example. The beginning of Tur Arachayim. And the Ramah says it very bekitzer in his glasses in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Tur is Mayrech a lot in this. He quotes the Mishnah of Yehuda ben Tema in Pirkei Avos at the end. V'yaz kanemer, kal kanesher, and so on. L'asav savicha shebashamayim. And he goes on and explains each one of these particular things that are being advocated. And when he speaks about busha, he says you should be as kanemer. He says, "Pa'amim adam is bayesh mipnei ha'adam yosef mashis bayesh b'di abori yisbarach." How can hisir shetoyes mischacha kineged hamaligim? You have to use the midah of azus and be able to go out there and not be intimidated by what people will think, as the pasuk says in David HaMelech, "Va'davra iglesach neged melachim v'lo evosh." There's a comment that Rabbi Eger quotes on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, on that very Mishnah, because right after mentioning this point of Havi Az Kanemer, so it goes on a minute later and says, Hu Haya Omer Az Panim L'Gehenim, Bosh Es Panim Gan Eden. So it says, Az Panim is terrible, that leads to Gehenim. Bosh Es Panim, that's Gan Eden. Busha is a tremendous Maila. And here you said originally, Havi Az Kanemer. So, and then it says right afterwards, he writes Mufanacha, Shemogen Shetibna Irchab Meher Vyamem Sinchokin Besarasacha. Some agoris is this later, some agoris it over here. So if it's over here, what's the connection between what's right before this? So the Kibego on the Mishnah says, B'shem Chubas Radach, that the Hemshacha Mishnah is that we said before that you should, the Azus is not good, as Panmu Gehenim. On the other hand, we know Loha Baishin Lameh when it comes to learning. So you have to be able to go out there and not be inhibited, not be shy. When it comes to Torah, that is the midah that person has to channel in Avodas Hashem for the sake of learning. If you too much of a boshes panim, you're not going to stag in learning. You need to put yourself out. Question is, how to do it, when to do it. And then he says, that's the way it is in this world, belasid lavo, with the Beis HaMikdash, that we know Midah of Azus left at all. So that's why Dafka over here mentions Hirat Mufanecha. But in the world that we live in, we have to know Azus has a place, and so it is with all the Midos. Even a Midah that seems generally being not the right Midah, but if it's applied in the right way, that's the notion of Komasach Yishem Shemayim. That's a little bit what the Gemara might be Merames when it says to do with Varavera, what we call an Avera. But it might even be more than that. This is already something we have to be very careful to what extent it might be adapted and applied, and it's a whole question whether it even has any practical application. But the Gemara makes a few times a statement about what's called Avera Lishma. No Avera Lishma, Yosar mi mitzvah shelo Lishma. The Avera Lishma has a tremendous significance to it. You see what happened with the Bechira and the Tzeira, with Benos Lot, the Mechav L'Shem Shemayim. Mashiach comes out of that. The Netziv, in his Svarim, in HaMikdavar and other places, very much embraces this idea, but he gives it a very important caveat. Actually, one of the places you find him discussing it is at the end of Parshas Todos. Because we have here Yaakov Avinu, who was going, you could say, against his Midas HaEmes. When he was fooling his father Yitzchak at the behest of Rivka, he had to pass himself off as Esau, which is totally against Yaakov Avinu's essential Midas HaEmes. So the Netziv, in a comment on Harchev Dover in this week's parsha, explains beautifully, connects it to a medrash that says, Shnei Gidai Izim is connected the Shnei Sirim of Yom Kippur, Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel. What's the connection? He explains that Sar Lazazel represents that sometimes, even for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to use something which is less than ideal, something which represents the opposite of Kedusha, and it ultimately finds its place within the framework of Avodas Hashem, and that's what we find in Yom Kippur with Sar Azazel. So he explains that this is what you have over here with Yaakov Avinu, vis-a-vis Rivka and Yitzchak. On the one hand, he's taking Rivka's words and doing Kibbutz Ein. That could be the Sar Hashem. It's strictly exactly what his mother is asking him to do. On the other hand, he's going to his father Yitzchak and he's lying to Yitzchak, whatever you say about minimizing the lie, but clearly this is against the whole the essence of Yaakov Avinu's Midas HaEmes. But this is what he needed to do. This is the Tzorach HaShah. But this is what you could call Avera Lishma. And that's where the Lishma is critical. So critical, says the Netziv, that if the person engages in what we call Avera Lishma, and assuming that there is such an idea today to apply it in whatever arena, the one critical factor is it must be Lishma 1,000%. If there's any sense of personal agenda that's not consistent with why you're doing it, then it's pogame, and it can have tremendous ramifications. And he gives as an example what happened over here with Yaakov and taking the brachas. Because there's a medrash in Megillas Esther that Vayizag Za'aka Gedola Umara by Mordechai. Why did that happen? Because of what it says with Esav. That Esav realized he was cheated. Vayizag Za'aka Gedola Umara. So what's the connection between Esav's crying out Gedola Umara and Mordechai? The Tziv says, if it wasn't the Tziv, I couldn't say this. He says that the answer is that Yaakov Avinu, as much as he went ahead and did what he did, and he needed to do it, and it was an Avera Lishma, but there was a slight nekuda of Shelo Lishma, namely that when Esav came in and realized he was cheated and cried out, Yaakov Avinu had, in the smallest way, a sense of personal pleasure, satisfaction. I beat it, right? I got it. He didn't get it. And Yaakov Avinu's Madrega, that was the lack of that small element of Shelo Lishma that he had, that he took the pleasure that he had in Esav's losing out. It wasn't 1,000% L'shem Shamayim. That's why the onus came about with Za'aka Gedola Umara. But meanwhile, we see that Komesach L'shem Shamayim even goes Ad Kedekach with Varavera, that if the tzorach is that one has to engage in what would otherwise be usur, but because of the nature of the larger picture, you have to go ahead and do it. So then there's this idea as well as Hashem Shemayim. Obviously, that's beyond my pay grade to understand exactly how that can have any practical implications, but the concept is still the same. That certainly going back to Dvar Rishus, that everything that we do in our own way, certainly there are madrigals that are well beyond what we can imagine ourselves living in right now, but the more that we can feel integrated, we can take different parts of our life, you know, we're half the day doing one type of activity, we can call that ruchnius, we have another section of the day that we feel is very much not tied into ruchnius, but at the same time, if we begin to feel that there's a framework, and ultimately everything has is tzorach, and it may not be directly. The Rambam and the Rinyon say indirectly is also good enough. Find a way to feel that everything that we do, every decision we make, again, as the Rambam says, everything that we say, every action, every thought, again, the more that person is thought out and allows them to figure out, does this fit with that larger agenda in however I can make it fit in, that's the goal, that's the vision, that's the mida, that's the ultimate Sava, you could say, that was Bikiyavos, the Rambam highlights as something that's so important, and it's Gufei Torah Teluyim Ba, as we saw in the Gemara Brachos.